Today is Ash Wednesday. The journey of Lent begins, a time for prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And as many of us take on penances and small sacrifices, there's something the Church quietly places in our hands, especially during this holy time: indulgences. But what are indulgences really? Now, let's be clear. An indulgence is not permission to sin. It's not the purchase of heaven, and it's not a mechanical ritual that replaces repentance. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church explains, an indulgence is the remission before God of the temporal punishment due to sins whose guilt has already been forgiven, obtained through the Church, who draws from the treasury of the merits of Christ and the saints. In other words, even after our sins are forgiven in confession, the effects of sin often remain. The Church teaches that these are purified either here on earth or after death in purgatory. But the beautiful part is, you're likely already doing acts that gain partial indulgences. For example, a partial indulgence is granted when we devoutly make the sign of the cross, saying, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." A partial indulgence can also be gained through a spiritual communion, simply inviting Christ into our soul with reverence, or by the devout reading of sacred scripture for half an hour, something many of us already try to do during Lent, often without realizing how powerful it is. Even the act of contrition, prayed sincerely, carries a partial indulgence. And this one really surprised me. I've been praying an act of contrition almost every day, and I didn't even know the Church attaches a partial indulgence to it. These are small acts, but they have eternal weight. And the Church, in her mercy, offers even more: plenary indulgences that can remove all temporal punishment due to sin. As Father Leo Teresa once wrote, "When we consider the great number of indulgences which the Church puts at our disposal, if we must still suffer in purgatory, it will be entirely our own fault." This Lent, don't let these graces go unused. That's why we created a short, easy-to-read booklet explaining indulgences clearly and faithfully to help you make the most of this holy season. You'll find a link in the comment section. Let this Lent be a time not only of sacrifice, but of grace.